The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane. Still here sitting on this chair, but not Rose Gray sitting in that chair. Where is she now, Andrea?
She is enjoying sunny Ixtapa, Mexico.
She has a rough life.
A little bit of a break, don't we all these days?
So, Andrea in for Rose today, and you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. Recently, in September, Fox World Travel launched their very first VTI, which is our Vacation Travel Institute. We knew that there were so many people out there that had such a love and a passion for travel, but just didn't really know kind of the right steps or avenue onto how to get into the travel business. So we launched our Vacation Travel Institute, and we had five really, really eager, passionate advisors that came in, had a really extensive, intensive training on all things destination and tour suppliers and airlines and all of the crazy Department of Transportation rules and regulations that come along with that. And I did bring one of the graduates with me. Her name is Morgan. She works out of our Sheboygan office. And Morgan is very well versed in all things Hawaii. So throw Hawaii questions at her. She just got back after spending Christmas and New Year's there, lucky girl. And she studied in Australia for a month, and she's been to some really cool places too. So we thought we'd throw her into this and give her the radio business side of Fox World Travel.
Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Of course.
Appreciate you being here. So this VTI, was it pretty intense?
It was, especially, you know, not being from the travel industry at all or having any background of it. It was pretty intense, but it was very, very thorough. It was great. It taught us almost basically everything that you need to know. So,
well, at least you started in the travel world at a very normal time when nothing strange is happening.
Poor girl. She'll be prepared for everything and anything, though, at this point.
If there's ever a time to start, it's right now, because you're learning all kinds of stuff you probably wouldn't otherwise. So that's good to see. So we can take questions all this hour. You can call us on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. And Andrea and Morgan will chime in with their answers. But tell us a little bit about what's going on at Fox World Travel right now.
Well, three things that I'm really, really excited about. We have three upcoming virtual travel shows and events. I know Rose talks about this page on our website all the time, but on foxworldtravel.com, under the resources tab, there is a vacation travel shows and virtual events page. The three shows that we have coming up on March 2nd, we have a Destination Love Q&A that will be focused for destination weddings couples. We have some recent couples that just had their own destination weddings that have returned and are willing to kind of give you kind of an open panel and give you their insight and intake on what they wish they would have known, what they found out, what was easy, what was hard. So if that is something that you are considering, a destination wedding, we would love to have you. That's on March 2nd at 7. We have a vacation travel show with Insight Vacations, one of our very, very favorite escorted tour companies throughout Europe, throughout the U.S. So we are highlighting Insight Vacations and all of the Fox tours that we have going with Insight. That is on March 9th at 3 p.m. And then we also have an onstage Alaska show with Holland America. Alaska is on top of a lot of people's bucket list at this point. We know we had a couple years of cancellation, so everybody's really anxious to get back. So if Alaska, Holland America is something that is, again, on your future bucket list, we would love to have you on that show. That is on March 15th at 6 p.m. Again, foxworldtravel.com, resources tab, vacation travel shows and events. You can register right online.
If I go to Alaska, can you guarantee I'll see bear cubs playing like you have on the picture here on the website?
Guarantee is a strong word these days, Dayton, but it's pretty likely. There's deer and bears and moose and caribou and all the things. And usually people from Wisconsin are the best at sighting them, just because we have to always watch for deer on the road. So it's a very, very good chance you would see something very similar to that picture online.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We'll get to your calls and texts coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here. Rose Gray is not here. It takes two people to replace Rose is what I'm finding out.
Always. It always does.
Andrea and Morgan here from Fox World Travel. Morgan, new to the travel world. I mean, you've done traveling, but now you're part of the industry.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird?
It is a little weird being on the other side, but it's also really cool to see everything that, like, travel agents actually really do and everything that goes into behind the scenes before people are able to take their vacation.
Awesome. So the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. On that note, we do have a text here that let's tackle kind of a little bit of what you just said there. How does using a travel service compared to the pricing I would get on my own? So why would I be using people like you instead of just going online?
Well, if we're just looking at pricing alone, oftentimes we can find similar, sometimes better pricing than what you'd be able to find on some of these big online travel companies like Expedia, Travelocity. Our preferred partners that we work with have real skin in the game. They have, you know, the space that they're holding with these resorts and with the airlines, and they mean something to those partners. So they usually do give them really good pricing. And we oftentimes can bundle things that you wouldn't do on your own or couldn't do on your own that might find you some savings there as well. Pricing aside, Morgan and I could probably talk for 2 days about all the perks of using a travel agent these days in an agency, but we're finding that so many people recently are coming to Fox where in the past maybe they did feel comfortable doing it themselves. These days, there's just way too much information out there on entry and exit requirements and protocols and what kind of documentation you need. So people are turning to us because that is truly all we do these days is research that, know what we're getting into for certain destinations, so they really feel a lot more comfortable letting a professional handle that.
I say it every week. I would not travel in today. What's going on right now?
Yep,
I would not travel on my own without the backing of a travel agent to help me get through it all. So Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Talking travel because it is the Fox World Travel Show. Sean says, good morning. Have you ever taken a cruise on the Nile River in Egypt? If so, would you recommend going?
I personally have not taken a Nile River cruise, but I know somebody who has, and that would be my husband. I planned that trip for him. He kind of just always had this cool, you know, relationship with history and Egyptian culture, and he took the plunge and he did it with Insight Vacations. A big part of that Insight Vacations tour is a cruise on the Nile, and it really is the only way or the best way that you can see the majority of the country. I mean, you can do, I went back with him a year later and we did Cairo on our own, which was cool, but I don't know that I would do that again. I really feel like being with a tour company or a river cruise company would be the way to do it. They guide you through the whole thing. They have the Egyptologist that can give you the insight, you know, and the knowledge that you wouldn't get on your own. So I am two thumbs up for doing it. I think it's a great way to see Egypt, and there's a lot of companies that are out there that we could certainly guide you to what might be best for you, your budget, your time frame. So feel free to give us a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Or again, you can find one of our specialists on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com.
Very cool. So in today's world, we're talking travel agencies and how you guys have kind of weathered this storm. We kind of joke that Morgan started at a good time in the industry, really, because she's learning all kinds of things she wouldn't. What are you guys seeing in the future here? What's the forecast look like for travel?
So the last week, we've gotten a lot of really good news within the travel industry. Some of the cruise lines are dropping mask mandates. They're encouraging them, not forcing them, moving forward. Some of the European countries that were really, really tight with their restrictions, like France and Switzerland, they are now saying, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to have the COVID test to come in anymore. You don't need to, like the UK was making you take one on day two when you got there. You don't have to do any of that for some of these countries anymore if you're fully vaccinated. So all of these things are really good news in our industry, and for us, it makes it a little easier to help people get there. Hawaii was, you know, considering a few new rules, like requiring the booster to be considered fully vaccinated, needing to, you know, have some additional mask mandates. They've been kind of pulling back on some of that a little bit. So it's, I don't want to say the future's totally bright, but it's getting there for us at this point. So.
Seems like everything is kind of getting a little back to normal. We don't want to jinx it, obviously, but
we're very careful what we say in the industry. Right. We're always knocking on wood and always crossing our fingers because we don't want to jinx it. But yeah, it's things are looking up a little bit for us.
So at this point, has anybody required the booster? Is there anything out there that requires
the
booster?
There are, yeah. I think there's maybe a dozen or so countries. I think Austria might be one. There's a few others that they are saying to be considered fully vaccinated, you do have to have the booster. Or they'll put a timeline on it. Like they'll say, like Switzerland, for example, they'll say you do, to be considered fully vaccinated, you do have to have the booster or have had your last dose that is available to you within 270 days, I think it is. So each country, again, a little bit different with what they're requiring. They're allowed to do that entry and exit requirements. So again, perfect reason to use a travel partner for all of those things to help guide you and, again, make sure that you really are covered before traveling.
Let's make that the last we talk about it. And the rest of the hour, we're going to focus on fun.
Perfect, perfect.
So we want people to call in, ask questions about traveling, where you want to go, how do you want to get there, what are some things you want to do. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Andrea and Morgan both here from Fox World Travel, so we'd love to hear from you. It's Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton Kane here with Andrea and Morgan. Rose Gray on vacation. Much needed, according to Andrea. She deserves to go on vacation once in a while. Is she actually on vacation or is she hosting a trip?
This is real vacation.
Okay, that's good. Because there's a difference, right?
There really
is. We all hear about you guys and where you've been everywhere. There is definitely a difference between when you're hosting a trip and going on vacation on your own.
When she is hosting trips, that is a lot of work. It's probably more work doing that than when she's actually here doing her real job. It's making sure everybody is on the bus on time and at their point of just making sure everybody's good and cabins are right when they're on a cruise ship. And if something goes wrong,
guess who's dealing with it, right? All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Gary is on the line from Delavan. Good morning, Gary. What's your question?
Good morning. We're interested in taking a trip to Northwest U.S., Washington and Oregon, and we're considering a cruise line called the American Cruise Line. It's a small ship cruise line, and we were wondering what your take might be on that cruise line.
That's a fantastic cruise line. There's American Queen and American Cruise Line. So sometimes we use those interchangeably, but they are two different companies. They've been around for a pretty long time, just probably not as well known, because when people think river cruises, they think European typically. We have seen a really drastic increase in inquiries and bookings with American Cruise Line, just because people feel a little bit comfortable about staying within the U.S. and not needing, to quarantine or have testing done beforehand. So we have had a lot of people that have recently come off of American Cruise Lines, and they've had really, really fantastic things to say. If you've ever sailed with a European company before, I do think it is a little different because these are American ships, American workers. Sometimes you find if you've done like a European one, sometimes they kind of bend over backwards for you. Americans, you know how we are. Maybe not quite so much. But for the most part, yeah, I would definitely recommend them. We do have some specialists at Fox that are very, very familiar with that company and the different itineraries and different ships that they offer. So feel free to give us a call. We would be more than happy to help you look at some options. But yeah, two thumbs up for me for sure.
Well, thank you very much. We're especially interested in a side trip called, or it's to Mount St. Helens. And so that's one of the draws there.
Sure.
And thank you very much for your comment. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, and once you take that, call back and let us know how that goes.
Thank you so much.
Right,
have a great weekend. All right, over here on the text line, it says, my wife and I are thinking of taking a train vacation on the Rocky Mountaineer through Canada. I looked on the computer for information and saw an overall rating of 3.8 of 5. What can you offer for advice?
Was that with Rocky Mountaineer?
Yep.
Okay. Rocky Mountaineer is fantastic. We have someone in the Sheboygan office, Elizabeth. She has actually been with Rocky Mountaineer. We've actually just brought on a new agent. Her name is Andrea as well. She's been with Rocky Mountaineer. It's fantastic. We sell it a lot. It's a really great way to see that area of the U.S. They unfortunately have stopped printing brochures like many of our tour companies, cruise lines. They've kind of just found that that is a cost-saving measure during COVID.
And most people weren't going into a location.
Exactly.
They were doing their research online, I'm assuming.
Exactly. So. Yep. So lots of links available online, virtual brochures that we can look at. But definitely, I think it's a great way to travel in that area. Great service, great food. Every accommodation that they offer is really, really fantastic. So again, that's another two thumbs up for me.
Wow. Lots of thumbs up this morning. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. This one says, what is the best way to get your passport?
For me, I've always gone to my local post office. They do the photos at mine. They send in all of the documentation. There is an extra fee for them to do the photo there, but I think it's worth it. They put it in a very secure envelope. I trust where it's going. They give you tracking on it. So most post offices will do it. County clerk's offices will usually offer those. Those you typically need to have an appointment for. One time, my first passport ever, I had a bad experience. I went to a Walgreens and had my picture taken, and it was overexposed because I think a 16-year-old probably took it at that point. So that's not my recommendation. I would stick with the post office or the county clerk's office.
All right. Another one here. Recommendations about an all-inclusive in Costa Rica.
All right. I'll take this one. So I did actually just sell a vacation package for a family to Costa Rica. And so out of my research, my two recommendations would be the Dreams Las Marias and the Riu Palace.
Oh, we were at a Riu Palace in Punta Cana, and it was amazing. Very good food. Staff was very, very good. This time of year right now, well, maybe not year, time in history, when travel is a little bit lighter, we had service like every 2 minutes. Somebody was asking us if we needed a drink. Do you need more food? I mean, it was great because it wasn't packed. Didn't fight for a beach chair.
Yep.
You know,
and
that
there's
sort of
two Riu's. There's a regular Riu, and then there's a Riu Palace right next door. Palaces tend to be a little more expensive, but like you experience, it's worth it in my opinion. And a lot of these countries and hotels still are putting occupancy limits in place. Like right now, Mexico, all of their hotels are at a 60% occupancy.
Right.
And I'm like, I love that. Yeah. I don't want to fight for the pool chair. I want people bending over backwards for me. So I think that's great.
Nice. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up for the next half hour, but now we jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Eric Bilstad. Good morning, Eric.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Andrea in for Rose Gray. We also have Morgan here with us as well. It is a Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton Kane. It is a balmy 7 degrees on the way up to a high of 20. Makes you want to take a vacation and get out of here when you hear that temperature.
Sign me up for something warm right now.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Jenny in Union Grove. Good morning, Jenny. What's your question?
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to take my family to Hawaii next year, and just wondering what's the best venue to take. I don't have any idea. So
I'm going to let Morgan tackle this one since she is our Hawaii specialist.
All right. So which islands are you thinking about going to?
Okay, so I heard it. I don't want to go to one that's really crazy. Mm-hmm. Give me some islands that aren't that, you know, like, I heard that the big island of Hawaii is like Chicago. I don't want anything like that. Just kind of, you know, give me some other islands.
Yeah, so actually the big island is not going to be one of the busiest islands. Oahu is going to be the biggest and the busiest one. That's where Honolulu is, and like Waikiki Beach and those bigger city areas. So that's where most people go, especially for their first time to Hawaii. That said, that island also has a lot of those iconic must-do Hawaiian things, such as going to Waikiki Beach, seeing Pearl Harbor, going to the North Shore.
So
mm-hmm. Oahu is going to be your best bet if you want to do a lot of those iconic Hawaii things. But also, you know, there's every island is so different in Hawaii. They all have their different personality and different like must-sees. So the Big Island has Hawaii Volcano National Park, which is definitely amazing. I was just there over Christmas and New Year's, and it was an incredible trip.
Okay.
Maui has Mount Haleakala that you can go up and see the sunrise above the clouds. It's really cool. You can take a bike ride down. The Road to Hana is there as well. You know, it just kind of depends on what you're looking for in your Hawaiian vacation.
And it's really easy to go from island to island too. It's like $100, a 40-minute plane ride. So most people will do 1, 2, 3, or all four in one trip, depending on what your timeline looks like too. So you don't have to spend, you know, an entire week in busy Honolulu, Waikiki Beach. You could definitely break that up and do, you know, like 3 nights there, 4 nights in Maui, or 3, 4, 4, you know, depending on what, again, your timeline and budget looks like.
Okay, perfect. And weather, I mean, is the weather always the same, or is it hotter than Haiti some years or some months?
So the weather's pretty consistently the same. There's like a 15-degree difference all year round, so it's beautiful. It will rain just randomly for maybe like 5 minutes, and then it's done raining, and that's where there's so many rainbows in Hawaii. But the weather is gorgeous all year round. You really can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong there. Okay, and vaccination. What about that? What are they doing right there? Do you have to be vaccinated, or do you have to show proof that you're, you know, that you're clear, or what?
Mm-hmm. So right now, I would recommend not going to Hawaii if you're not vaccinated. They just have a lot of rules in place right now. So if you are fully vaccinated, you do have to show proof while you're there. You will also have to fill out the Safe Travels profile, where you upload all of your trip information as well as your vaccination information. And then when you get to Hawaii, they do a whole screening process that you have to go through. But once you're there, you're fine if you're fully vaccinated. If you're not fully vaccinated, you have to get a COVID test to go to Hawaii. You will also need to be screened. And then if you want to dine in at any restaurants or bars, you will have to get a COVID test taken every 2 days to show that you are negative. So would really recommend not going if you're not vaccinated.
Okay. And they have the testing sites around there, correct?
Yeah, they do have... it's called Long's Drugs. It's kind of our version of a Walgreens or a CVS. They have those around that would do COVID testing, yes.
Okay. And Morgan, how do I get a hold of you again? I know Fox World Travel. Do you have a direct line?
I do. I guess I'll just give you my number and my extension. so it's
okay.
It's going to be 920-459-6100. And my direct extension is 0032.
0032. Okay. All right. Perfect. And where are you out of Milwaukee? Or
I'm in the Sheboygan office.
You're way up there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of virtual appointments, and we can definitely assist for most of that over the phone via email. And again, we do a virtual appointment. So you certainly don't have to drive to Sheboygan if you're in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, I think, and direct flights, I hate being on a plane, changing over all that. I know there's going to be, but is there any way we can just go straight there?
So direct flights.
From Chicago?
Yeah, your best bet is going to be out of Chicago if you're looking for a direct flight. I mean, there's not too many of them, but I mean, I've flown from like Milwaukee to Chicago and then Chicago straight to Hawaii. So, you know, if you just drive down to Chicago, maybe you can get a nonstop flight, but there aren't too many of those out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where does it stop? California?
Either California or Phoenix.
Just one flight? Okay.
Yeah.
California, Phoenix.
We're booking her whole trip on the show here. All right, we do have to take a break, but thank you so much. I hope you got a lot of information, and if you need more, you can, of course, call Morgan at that number she just gave you. But thanks for listening to the show.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We have more questions about Hawaii, believe it or not, although I think some of them were actually just answered in that last segment with Jenny. We also have another question about renewing passports. We'll get to them all next. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Andrea and Morgan both in for Rose Gray. My name is Dayton Kane. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We only have 15 minutes left, so don't wait any longer. If you have questions, get them in. We're going to jump over to Jamie in Whitefish Bay. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. Say, we have a last-minute trip planned to Mexico, to Cancun, to an all-inclusive. one of our family members' passport expires in May. We were, you know, that's kind of not, they're leaving in 2 weeks, I should say. So, you know, that's not enough time to renew a passport. We had heard that some airlines or countries don't allow travel within 6 months of your expiration date of your passport. So I was wondering, what are the chances of going to the Chicago office to actually get that renewed? Is that a thing? Does that work? How does it work?
Sure. So I'm double checking the State Department website just to get you the absolute most up-to-date information. But my understanding, Mexico does not have the six-month validity rule for your passport. Okay. So if their passport expires in May and they're leaving in 2 weeks, they should be fine. So I don't know that that is necessary for them to do. But if they feel more comfortable doing that, the passport, most passport agencies, so there is one in Chicago, will... give you same day appointments if you have proof that you're traveling within the next 14 days. So you would have to, to show like an itinerary or, you know, your travel plans at that point to be able to get that. It does cost significantly more to do that. I just pulled up the State Department website. So it's travel.state.gov if you want to fact check me on this. And if you go to their international page and then you put Mexico in, it absolutely states for passport validity, passport must be valid at time of entry. So again, it does not have the 6 month validity rule.
And what about getting back home though? Is that going to be an issue?
As long as your passport is valid for your dates of travel for entry and exit, then they will be fine.
Okay. So like in this case, would you recommend to get it renewed through the Chicago office, or, you know,
I base all of my recommendations and everything on what the State Department's website is stating. So again, because they're stating that the passport must be valid just at the time of entry, I would, if it were me, I would feel comfortable not renewing knowing that my passport was valid through the trip days. Again, that's everybody's comfort level is certainly different on that. So I would, you know, leave it up to you and your best judgment and how comfortable they are with that. But for me, I don't know that I would make the drive and pay the extra cost to have that done if my passport was still going to be valid.
What is the extra cost? $200 or?
I haven't had somebody... I know one of our agents on our Sheboygan office just had somebody make an appointment in Detroit, and I don't know that he gave us an exact cost, but he did say it was significantly more.
Mm. Okay. All right. And what was that website again?
Travel.state.gov. And then if you click on the international travel tab and then put Mexico in, it will give you under the quick facts the passport validity information.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great time in Mexico.
Thanks, Jamie. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We're down to the final segment of the show. It goes so quick. We'll be back with Morgan and Andrea next.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Sometimes they let Rose take a vacation. That's what she's doing this week. So Andrea and Morgan in from Fox World Travel. My name's Dayton Kane, taking your calls at 855-616-1620. This next text here is actually a comment. It says, we took the American Cruise Lines Columbian Snake River cruise this past summer. It was a great experience, and they take very good care of seniors. Amazing scenery. We worked with Elizabeth at the Sheboygan office of Fox World Travel.
Oh, way to go, Elizabeth, and thank you for texting that in. Yeah, like I said earlier, American is definitely a good option if you want to see some of those areas in the U.S. that maybe you haven't had on your bucket list because you are traveling internationally. Now you want to stay home and get some of those sites, and that's a great option.
So it is the fastest show on the radio. We're almost out of time. I hear Gene Miller's going on a trip.
Yeah, so Gene Miller has the Paris and Normandy River cruise that is happening in June of this year. We still have a couple cabins left on that trip. And as I mentioned earlier, France has just, as of Thursday, I think it was, kind of relax some of their entry requirements. Even for fully vaccinated travelers, they were requiring you to present a negative COVID test upon arrival. They have done away with that now. So if that was was, you know, of a concern and you were considering this trip and that maybe might, you know, push you to make the jump and join Gene, I'm sure he would love to have you. And Paris and Normandy is a great area to be on, especially with one of those river cruises. So again, a couple cabins left. We do have to give space back. So if that is of interest to you, definitely give our offices a call. Again, 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Awesome. We were talking Hawaii earlier. Somebody's asking if you're going on a honeymoon, what are some things you're looking for when you go to Hawaii?
For a honeymoon. So typically for honeymoons, you want to relax more. So I would say definitely going to the beaches, depending on which island you're at. There's so many different things to do and so many different excursions that you can do that accommodate to couples and honeymoons. You know, doing romantic massages on the beach, seeing all around, driving all around the island. You know, there's just so many different things that you can do on each island that will really cater to honeymoons and couples. So it really just depends on, you know, where you're going.
So it's so hard to say Hawaii because it's not just one place. There's multiple places that you're going. So,
yeah.
All right. Makes sense. We see. We just returned Thursday from Mexico and there was information written that you did not need a current passport to come back into the U.S. So again, this is where a travel agent comes in handy, and depending on where you're going, make sure you know the rules before you go, and that's what you guys are here for, is to make sure we're prepared as travelers before we get on that plane to know what's expected of us, right?
Absolutely. There's just so many resources out there. It's hard to know what to trust, what to take into consideration. So again, we do the work for you, all the hard work for you. We know the resources that are reliable. We will definitely get you the right information before heading out.
Okay, last one here that we have on the text line. We applied for Global Entry Program. We are at the interview level, but the Milwaukee TSA office has no available appointments. Any suggestions on that?
So I actually just applied for the Global Entry, and I'm in the same boat as you. Milwaukee has very limited appointments, but I did receive an email from them that stated if I was traveling internationally, when I came back home, if I was coming to a specific airport on their list, I could do my Global Entry interview while I was clearing customs and immigration when I come back. So I'm actually going to Punta Cana in March, and I'm flying out of and into O'Hare. So when I come back from Punta Cana and I'm clearing customs in O'Hare, that is when I'm going to do my interview.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It is very, very cool that they're offering that now.
Yeah. Is there an Alaskan cruise ship that has three beds in the same room? We have two adult children traveling with us.
So most of the rooms are not going to have three traditional beds per se. They have berths. So you'll have the beds down below, and then they have, this is a, I don't know what other better way to describe this. They kind of look like changing tables, like baby changing tables. They fold down from the wall, and there are mattresses there. So you do have to kind of jump up to get in those, but your cabin steward will kind of put those away and put them down for you each night. So they're not in your way, but that's typically the best solution for people that need more than one or two beds.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. Go through how we get in touch with you guys and when.
So we have our normal hours, our phone hours are 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and we do have some Saturday hours that are happening right now. Actually, this is kind of our peak season. So we are open from 9 to noon on Saturdays. We have offices open Milwaukee all the way up to Appleton. Best way to reach us via phone would be 866-GO-FOX-GO. There is so much information on our website, foxworldtravel.com. So many resources. All of our group trips are housed on there. Again, those shows that we are going to be having throughout March, the Destination Wedding Show on the 2nd, the Insight Vacation Show on the 9th, and the Alaska Show on the 15th. You can register there as well. And you can also kind of research our agents and what our specialties are. And you can send direct lead questions directly to those agents as well. And then they can follow up with you via email. So that's a really great way to get into contact with some of our specialists that we have on staff.
Okay, so is Rose back next week?
She will. She's coming in on Friday, so she might be a little tired Saturday morning, but send her your calls, your questions, and she'll be ready to answer them right away.
All right. Andrea, always good to have you on the show. And Morgan, nice to meet you. Welcome to Fox World Travel.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're going to have plenty of great years ahead of you, booking lots of fun vacations for people. Again, check them out, foxworldtravel.com, the easiest way to find information on them. My name's Dayton Kane. I'll be back next week, along with Rose, it sounds like, instead of these two lovely ladies. This was great. Usually I get one lovely lady. Today was two lovely ladies.
And she's got a lot of trips coming up, so Morgan and I might be back. You might hear us soon.
All right, we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Eric Bilstad next, and the Annex Wealth Management Money Talk crew comes in next on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.